Okay. I'm just going to put this out there. What's the deal with Jews and Chinese food? First off, let's just confirm the obvious. Is it true?
Yeah, I think so. I think Jewish people like Chinese food. Yeah.
Jews love Chinese food. They do.
Jewish people, huh?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no doubt about it, yeah.
Yeah. I like the spicy ones with like with meat and the broccoli, the dumplings, those are good. And I'm rabbi here at the Anshei Minsk Synagogue in Chinatown.
Jewish people, they like Chinese food. I don't know why, though.
Yeah, why? Why in the Jewish neighborhood where I grew up are there 8 Chinese restaurants but no Chinese people? Why is Chungking's wonton soup as much a part of my culinary tradition as my grandma's matzo ball soup? Why are my parents more likely to run into the Silversteins from next door at Lee Gardens in Chinatown than at the fruit market around the corner? Why?
Time schedule. Jews like to go out to eat on Sunday. You know, many places had blue laws or, you know, Christians stay at home. So, like, where are you going to go?
They support us on Christmas Eve, and we support them the rest of the year.
Yes, I think both the Chinese and the Jews like value, and they both like lots. And in both of their styles of eating, you can't see the table for the food.
So there you go. Mystery solved. Lots of food, reasonable prices, open on Christmas. Those are the most logical explanations, the most obvious explanations, and the most common explanations you'll find for this phenomenon. But they're not the only explanations. You know the saying, 2 Jews, 3 opinions? Well, in this instance, it's an understatement. Though I spoke to only a handful of people about this, I heard tons of highly analytic, well-reasoned theories, some of them stretching back thousands of years into the past for evidence. To go through them all would take a while. So we'd better get started. Theory 1. Jews like Chinese food because Chinese food is similar to Jewish food.
Jewish food and Chinese food are the only two foods that when you eat them, you're full within 2 seconds and then you're hungry like an hour later.
I met some elderly Jewish people. I saw them eating chicken feet. I was just freaking out and I said, why do you like it? And they were telling me, back in the 30s, 40s, like when the war was going on, they didn't have much to eat. So the mother would make soup, like with chicken feet, you know? So, and then they chew it and they enjoy it. Now that the only dish we can find is like our steamed chicken feet.
Theory number 2. It's not the food that's similar. It's the shared immigrant culture.
Jews, like Chinese, when they come to North America, are thrown into a Christian world. So they have that in common, that their calendar, their habits are not in sync with a largely Christian society.
Theory number 3. It's not the culture that's similar, it's the people themselves.
The Chinese people are often, ethnic Chinese are often called the Jews of the East.
Theory number 4. It's not the food, the culture, or the people who are similar at all. And that's the whole appeal.
China has this mystique to it, a hiddenness, you know. It's only recently that, you know, the doors to China have been opened up.
Food is the best way to cross cultures. Everybody eats, and this is the way that you could use a medium, which is food in this case, to let other people know about your culture.
Theory number 5, forbidden fruit.
Oh, pork, you know, pork. They eat pork, you know, at home don't eat, outside they eat pork.
At home, they don't eat?
Yeah, they don't eat pork, but outside, yes.
So they come here to eat pork?
Yeah, sure, okay. Sure. The rule, you know, somebody told me, the Jewish, you know, the religion rule. You can't eat pork, but outside, yes.
Well, there's a saying in Yiddish, as menes chazer zorinen fun pisk, which means if you're already going to eat pig, it might as well be running out of your mouth.
If you're already going to eat...
If you're doing it already, you might as well do it right. And I remember going every Friday night. I would really look forward to going to the local Chinese restaurant with my buddies. And I would eat my ribs. They never tasted like that again. And then afterwards, I have amazing pangs of guilt. You know, like guilt is a terrific condiment.
Theory number 6, the anti-pork theory.
I think between the cornstarch and the grease, you probably can convince yourself that the pork you're eating is chicken.
Theory number 7. It's simply a matter of medical science.
Then there's also that genetic thing. I think that Jews and Chinese have lactose intolerance. You'll never have to drink a glass of milk and feel nauseous afterwards in a Chinese restaurant.
Theory 8, our final theory, is not a theory so much as it is a belief. Because some things are beyond science, beyond sociological, historical, or gastronomical analysis. Some things, like the notion of the coming of the Messiah, are matters of faith.
I don't know what Schneerson had to say on this subject, but when Mashiach does finally come in his Buick Roadmaster station wagon driving up Bathurst Street, we'll be able to eat it. The beepers will go off, and everyone will be streaming out of the synagogues looking for pork, because you can eat it then when the world is redeemed.
Amen. For the Sunday edition, at the Bright Pearl Dim Sum Restaurant in Chinatown, I'm Jesse Brown. Oh, one more thing I should probably make very clear. The rabbi you heard earlier, Rabbi Shmuel Spiro of the Minsk Synagogue, eats only at strictly kosher Chinese restaurants, of which there are many. If you see him in any of the non-kosher restaurants in Chinatown, and you might, there's a perfectly logical explanation.
At times, I'll go into the restaurants, and we've got to have what's called a minyan, 10 Jewish men to form the minyan. And I'll go in and I'll say, you know, excuse me, are you Jewish? Can you help us with a minyan? I can find my 10th, and we pull them in.